Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Welcome back, Zomboid Zappers and Undead Unalivers, to another Union Ceremony interrupting and park parting episode of Cosmic Crit. This is your rotting officiant, Patrick, here. And if anyone so believes that these four players should not be joined in unholy matrimony, speak now or forever hold your pieces of body parts. It's Richard Burton's. Jabert, Miles, Seth, and Tyler.
Hey.
What's up?
We're here. We're back. Who needs Drew and Rebecca? Part two.
Nobody.
I mean, nobody. We're going gangbusters. If Miles' dice rolls say anything, we don't
need do not jinx it.
Well, you've taken over for...
That's what Tyler does.
You've taken over for Drew, who's turned into our seasons and playtests. Rock roller. As
why can't he bring that energy to the main show?
he does. He's probably got the most crits in season 5.
Maybe I don't
know.
Think so.
Yeah.
He's rolled a lot of those. 20s. But I think he is. You know, as a ranged character, he's often taking the Johnny Two Shots, as we call him.
So yeah.
Maybe just rolling more d20 than everyone else.
I just like running over people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which was really
this is entirely Patrick's fault because he was all in on me being a vehicle experimental vehicle person. So
No, my suggestion was
you also wanted me to be a grenade
explosive
person too.
Yeah,
but it was your fault that I have the vehicle.
I think there's an equal amount of fun chaos of just like throwing a grenade every turn and being like, maybe I.
And there's an
don't
equal
hit.
Amount of fun chaos of running things over.
Apparently.
Oh, Jabert knows.
It's frankly a great deal of fun chaos. Like every other episode, getting squished under the.
And I like that it hails all the way back to like book 5 of Fate of the Fifth, where.
Oh, where Sprouts got the vehicle?
Book 6.
Was it book 6? Book 6. We split the team. Miles was in a vehicle, and I think we came across like
his taste of blood. Magic moment.
Literally like a diseased demon, and he ran it over.
I also rolled rocks on that thing. So like
You did. So
were going to die.
I think I was already dead. Yeah.
Didn't he also get in a vehicle in book 6 of Dead Sons and also like run a bunch of people over?
Or I snuck us all onto a train.
There was the train.
We fought a vehicle.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm thinking of fighting a vehicle.
I think we fought a vehicle
We fought a vehicle and it did a ton of damage and we were all like, we should
be in vehicles with cars.
Why are we in cars?
Why are we in cars all the time? And then season 5 happened. Oh, right. Right. Well, no more reminiscing. You guys do not have a vehicle in your current situation because we are indeed back on Absalom Station solving a mystery of sorts.
Can we roll a D100 to see if there maybe is a vehicle nearby?
I think
like a sound van.
There was a gator's van, but not close enough for you to get in this fight.
Oh, I do have piloting.
Outrun a zombie? Are you kidding me?
they're between you and the
guardian.
You have to go through these band
run
members.
Around them.
I mean, one of you probably could, but you'd not get into this action before the end of the combat. Maybe that'll be the plan B when I
wait. Don't I have like a special like escape thing I can do so we can just go get a car?
An escape thing.
Yeah, hold on. It's
hold
on.
Escape to vehicle. At any time, you may escape into a vehicle.
Do not pass
but
go.
I do have the in there. You urge your allies to either hustle into the fight or get out of the fight until the beginning of your next turn. You and your allies within 100 feet that can sense you gain +5 foot status bonus to speed as your envoy level increases. So is this distance.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit more movement. You got a little bit more movement with this ability. A little more scooting.
If we have enough movement, can we become the vehicle?
No! I am become death.
If I can move 80 feet per round, Per movement, I think I constitute as the Flash.
Yeah, you might obliterate your armor itself, but like it's worth it.
One of you has to hold the front wheels, one of you the back wheels. Someone's got to be the chassis, and then the other person's the Fred Flintstone pedaling.
Oh,
or what if? Or what if we're just Turbo Kid? Do you guys remember Turbo Kid?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the. What's the other thing where the is it GoBots? The guy had a car, transforming car.
Believe that so. Movie. That sounds right.
Well, transforming cars.
All right. Well, that, let's kill these period. Zombies.
Yeah, last week you guys tracked down the source of what seems to be a potential bioterrorist attack at a union ceremony within the center of Jatembe Park. When you got there, you found a bunch of guests that were dead, some undead, but seemingly indeed infected, still alive, infected with some kind of odd undeath virus. And when we were last left off here last week, you guys were checking over the bodies, and as you were doing so, we're beset by even more zombies. This time, the wedding band seems to have emerged from the tent, or beyond the tent, and are attacking you now. Let's make another initiative turn order to start this week's episode off and see how you do against different zombies. Some of them different zombies.
We are the band Limousine!
Limousine!
Oh, I just took a gander at my hit points.
Oh, boy.
I didn't roll a one.
Neither did I.
That's all right. I'm definitely not going before the enemies, though.
Just a reminder, you guys have your hero points re-upped this week.
Oh, I didn't know we revamped them each episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, PF2E. One hero point per session. Introduction.
That's a little more powerful.
Cool. Per introduction. What if that was always in the book?
Because we have had two introductions in one session, so I do want to make it very clear.
I did not know that. That's cool. For anyone listening, this is my first time playing with this stuff.
What if it was in the book? Great. It's like a hero it's points a refresh fun. Every time your GM introduces the podcast.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
They know the score.
Yeah.
Well, when we were playing online in my home game, my players took it every time I went to the bathroom. They just decided they should get another hero point. When really, I just took a break when I wanted to give them a hero point. And then all of a sudden, if I have to take like multiple bathroom breaks, if I have a tummy ache, they're like, another hero point for us. I'm like,
no. Every time you come over, they're just like, would you like some of these spicy, spicy wings we made you?
First up in the initiative turn order is Navasi. Miles, your
wait,
character.
Wait, hold on, who?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Skeleton Gerard Way.
Yeah, SGW, a.k.a. the Elden Way.
We're just getting rid of the Elden part, I guess.
No, Elden Way announced, week.
You
week
made
before.
Me Elden Way kicking and screaming. It's Skeleton Gerard Way.
Elden Way. Elden
Way. I didn't name it Elden at all. Like, I was just...
It was team effort. Nickname Skelly. Skelly Elden Way. Your character's up, Miles. What would you like to do first? You got, looks like the lead singer of the band in the middle here looks a little different from his cohorts, the guitarist, the bassist.
All right. So I'm going to definitely get him on the lead singer, who I am then going to take a shot with my commercial seeker.
Commercial seeker?
That's what it says.
Just like a television
commercial seeker rifle.
It's the grade of the rifle, I think.
I seek commercials.
Commercial is the one you can get at Walmart.
Yeah, that's a 12, so I think it's a miss.
5 on the dice. It isn't a miss, even with the get 'em. Third action. You want to shoot again? You want to?
Yeah, I'll shoot again.
Action. What do you want to do?
Even better.
Technically, no. It is worse. You rolled a toot toot.
That's how you started out last time, so that's all right.
Okay, yeah. But that one does have get 'em, led by example, get 'em on 'em. Next up in the turn order is Scrublock. Is that your name? I forget.
Scrublock. Like, we played last night. This isn't like a week difference.
Shut up.
Don't call him out like that, Miles.
Scrublock Vale. I can't.
I'm keep sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about naming them Scrablock Hawks, but then I was like, wait, no, that's too much like Slylock Fox.
Oh, that's why. That's the reason that name shouldn't be used.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just shaking my head in disbelief.
I thought I was going to name my character Cox, but it sounded too much like Fox.
I, I, I don't know if it's just because Jabert's so innocent. Or
whatever.
As the fresh fallen snow. That's how I look at Jabert.
Fallen.
I think I'm going to I guess my greatsword's probably away right now. I don't know. I'll shoot with my gun. I shoot.
It doesn't matter because a single action you can swap weapons.
Okay, cool. Yeah, then I'll do that. Yeah. So I'll swap out for my my shotty for
body.
And I'm going to blast on him. And I'm going to use my special little... Okay, boy. I got to pull up my field test thing here. Let's see. I got a special ability, which is called... Well, this is a primary target. Yeah. So when you make an attack with an area of effect weapon, you can choose to roll a ranged attack against one of them. Anyone else in the range still has to make a reflex save. And I can only choose... One for the, what's what I'm looking for?
Your primary target.
I sort kinda. Of need to choose like the closest one to the center line. But since I'm sort of shooting directly in between these two, I can pick the one down here.
Okay.
So
do they both need to make a reflex?
So no, I'll make an attack roll against this guy, and then this guy needs to make a reflex save. And so, and then if I hit this guy, then that. I think something else happens. I don't know. We'll find out when we'll see what happens. I'm making an attack roll. Oh, hero point. Hero point. That's what those hero points are for.
Natural one.
They're for the natural one.
Yeah. Times two. Okay. There's better. Much better.
That is a hit.
Okay.
On the main guy here. All right. So, and then the other guy can make a reflex save, which is a DC 19.
Critical fail.
Okay, good. All right, I'll roll. My damage was, one piercing. Boy, howdy.
That's not good, Jabert.
That's not good either. So, all right, never mind. I didn't even notice that. I deal one damage to this guy and then two damage to this guy.
Whoa.
Hey, big spender.
Slow down there, Tex.
And then, let's see. And I'm just sort of realizing this maybe didn't. Wasn't the optimal way to do this, but now this guy is suppressed as well as Gidund. So
okay,
takes a 5-foot
singer of the band. Yeah,
yeah, and then a one minus one on attacks. And
you know what? That one technically had big Gidund on him, so he's taking 2 points of damage.
Yay!
Oh my gosh!
Oh.
2 points to both of them. And take it.
Take two piercing, and that's one action to draw my weapon, and then. Two actions to shoot my big old gun. So,
okay. My turn now. Okay. The lead singer of the band is going to do some stuff. You see him trying to warble out a tune, and perhaps indeed it just comes out as like a big old shriek. His pipes are clogged with this black goop that you saw oozing out of the wounds of the other zomboids. So he's going to move up into you guys, I think. So speed. Not a lot for Zomboid.
He's taking a minus 5 penalty on his move speed, too. So
for suppressed. Okay. Well, he's going to move right here.
Oh, man. He could have been flanking him. Ah, shoot.
Sorry.
Bamboozled myself.
All right. Reaction. I pull out my sword.
Oh. And he's going to... have everyone here make a basic fortitude save as he's blasting you with some sonic damage. All right, success from Talus.
Tyler did jinx me and took all my rolls.
Oh, critical fail from Elden Way. And we got a fail from Frayed. So this is some sonic damage coming at y'all. Oh, no. Oh no, it is on these saves. 7 points for Scriblock and Talus. 15 points for Frayed.
Jeez.
And 30 points of damage for Elden Way.
Oh, 30 points? Oh,
30 points.
I'm done.
On the ground.
I think. I don't know how points work. I had 22, and now I'm.
You are.
Oh, you down.
On the ground, dying too.
Is there no SP in this game?
There's not a single point of SP.
Thank goodness. Trust me, it's better this way.
It is better this way.
Okay.
As the person who was just hit, I respectfully disagree.
Well, you do have... So a couple things happen. You drop in the initiative turn order to right before the creature that attacked you, and then that's its turn. Talus, you are up next.
Okay, we got work to do suddenly.
Yeah.
First off, single action. Let's give 10 hit points back to Elden Way. Is that what I said? You know, points.
You said hit points, which makes me think we're going to do something else.
What?
I don't know.
What's this ability, Tyler?
Something weird just happened. I don't know.
It's my vitality network.
Oh. Right.
Wow. Seth, stop.
What?
What?
He's in my head.
What did I do?
I'm sorry. He pointed out that I said boints, and then I flubbed another word. So now I'm just worthless. So.
Seth is living rent free. He's not paying for utilities.
Absolutely.
Oh, I was very confused. I was like, I don't think Seth did anything.
Sorry.
I was suddenly like really like worried for a moment.
Seth just says like the most off. Hand comment that nobody cares about, just boints and laughs.
So I said something.
Tyler is shaken to the core.
I absolutely ruined. I'm checking into therapy tonight. This is transfer vitality. It is a part of the vitality network ability of Mystics. As a single action, I can transfer any number of hit points from the vitality network to myself or a bonded creature that we can see. Obviously, everybody here is bonded to me. We didn't talk about that at the top of the episode, but that would
play test just has
to happen.
At Paizo,
so, as a single action.
Sorry, they're calling this the Mystic Sippy Cup at the playtest.
Yeah, exactly. I am the cup to be sipped. Here is my spout.
Yeah.
Just
looked at me like I said something weird.
Anyway.
So, no, Tyler can say, I'm the cup to be sipped, and it's perfectly fine. That's fine.
So, Miles, you are... on the ground, you are back up. You now have the wounded two condition. So you're no longer dying, but you still have a wound on you until basically the end of this fight, which means if you take another critical hit and go down, you just die. Right? That's how it works.
I don't want
that would take
to
him
die.
To no, because that would straight to dying four. So he'd get one chance. Because if you hit dying five,
yeah.
So he would get one shot.
I think it's dying five if you have die hard.
Yeah, it's dying four.
Oh, they have die hard.
I have no idea what any of you were talking about.
Well, I'm just saying, it's in dangerous position. But I imagine, Tyler, you have more healing to do. What's your next ability you want to?
Yeah, we're going to use a brand new spell from the field test called Motivating Ringtone. This is a two-action spell. And
I like to call this one, Can You Heal Me Now?
Range is 120 feet. This target's a comm unit. So I'm actually targeting the comm unit, and it says, you cause the target comm unit to play a cosmically composed personal theme song specific to the owner. So, Miles, you get your own theme song playing.
I wonder what
kind
of music Space Gerard Way is picking.
Skeleton Gerard Way.
Whatever. I don't care. His name is Elden Way, canonically.
Space Elden Skeleton Gerard Way Funko Pop figurine. Okay, get it right.
I'll allow it. If I named my characters like Miles does, the character will be named Gundam Godzilla. Just looking around my desk.
Well, you should. Gundam Godzilla sounds sick.
Let me just Google that, make sure. Is there a Gundam Godzilla? Because there should be. I know there's
I would imagine
Godzilla Evangelion.
Got one of those.
So mechanically, you're going to get some additional healing, which I'll roll, but you also get for a minute here, you're going to get a +5 foot status bonus to all speeds and a +1 status bonus against fear effects, saves against fear effects.
Ooh, can you post that somewhere so I can remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should
yeah,
be able to
yeah,
hit
yeah.
the button in.
Oh, it's not in my. Not it's in not in role my. Play. I'll just paste this in here.
And for kayfabe reasons, the song playing will be, let's see, Summertime by My Chemical Romance, because my personal favorite song off the album Danger Days.
There you go. So, oh my, can I spend my hero point? I know the rules, but I will happily use my hero point on a D10 if, you did find the spell. Let's take your healing then. That sounds good. Actually, that's heightened, which, I don't think I can heighten that.
No, but it looks like it is 1d10 plus 4 hit points. So mm-hmm. you're doing 5 back to Miles?
I mean, yeah, but like, can we? Yeah.
No, we cannot. Moving Frayed.
So I get an additional 5?
5.
Yeah, an additional 5.
Okay. Frayed Life Wire, we're on to you.
Wait, you rolled a higher number than I did for initiative, and they're still going after me.
Well, that was for the band leader taking the initiative.
Oh, you're right.
I'm still using a 1 for these guys.
Anybody who's not the band leader is useless. Everybody knows this.
Fall in line behind him. He eats first at the wedding table.
Yeah,
everyone knows his name and what he looks like, and nobody cares about anyone else. That's just the reality of it.
Yeah. Oh, so being in a band.
Yes. Let's see.
No one can name the keyboardist from the Beatles. Nobody cares who the keyboardist from the Beatles was.
Shringo.
Shmango.
Darfin. Mark Zuckerberg. Darfin, I think.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Georgeson Ringaster.
All right, cool. I'm just going to walk up and do a hit. Do that two action elemental blast. Why not?
The band leader? Okay. Yeah,
to the band leader.
With the improved... get him. This is a critical hit. Looks like you rolled a 16 on the dice.
All right. So we're going with the 22 slashing damage then. Anything special?
Well,
I just assumed that I wouldn't get a critical, more. So I didn't bother to look
it up. He takes more. These guys are also weak to slashing damage. So it's taking a little bit more than that.
I just want to see if there's like a critical effect on these things.
Go right ahead. Is this the two action blast, the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. So it says elemental blast, success, target takes full damage, critical success, target takes double damage. So it's just a critical hit. All right, cool.
Sounds good to me.
All right. I don't see anything else that it can do. So yeah.
Then that's going to take us to these other zomboids' turn. This one is going to move up to Scrublock. This one over to Frayed. They're going to make some slam attacks. Some fisties. First against Scrublock. A 17 on the dice.
Good lord, you keep rolling rocks against me, man. Yikes.
But it doesn't matter. Like I said, I think I need a 20 to crit you. So
I mean, it still matters. They still hit pretty hard.
That's a good point. It still matters. 6 points of bludgeoning damage, and I actually think he's going to take his third action just to grab onto you. Just zomboid lunge onto you. And
is that the 42 DC, or is that what that is?
Is the what? Is the what?
Is that against a fortitude DC or
no? The grab monster's ability is after this one is attached to a strike. So if they strike and hit,
if they strike, then they can spend an action to grab as
automatically.
Well.
Yeah,
I see. Got it.
They're gonna do the same if I can to Frayed.
You know what? I just finally figured it out. I was trying to figure out why the name Scrablock was like tickling my brain. It's Klingon Matlock.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Scrablock. I think that's.
I need to get home to watch Scrablock.
I think Scrablock is the dish best served cold. it's like red worms or something that they eat.
You did not eat the Scrablock your mother prepared.
I've rolled a 19 on the dice here, Seth, for Frayed. This one slamming into you. Is your armor class 17?
No, it should be 20 currently because of the.
Not a crit then. I need the metal 20. Armor.
Yeah.
That metal armor saving you because that is 10 points of bludgeon damage and you're grabbed as well. Grabbed on.
This is an automatic grab situation.
Automatic grab if they have the action economy. So that is their turn. Turn over here and we are back to Scrublock surrounded by zomboids.
All right. I'm just going to chop this one into little pieces.
The one that's grabbing you?
Who's grabbing onto me? Yeah.
Makes sense.
With my great sword, I chop him. Chop 15?
That is a hit.
Hey, all right, good. So 6 points of damage to him.
Okay, so actually significantly more.
And if he's still on me, I'm gonna keep chopping him.
He is. He's bloodied.
But oh no, 13.
That one is going to. I forget what their AC is. That is going to be a hit also.
Oh my goodness.
These are just party guests in not in armor.
Yeah, that's true.
Zomboided out. So that is just a hit. And
only three slashing, but yeah.
Okay. He's still up though.
Boop. You know what? I'm going to do it again. Do it again. Oh, that one is only a six.
Skeletal Gerard Way, you are on the ground. Conscious because of your friend Talus here. But this lead singer is standing right over you. What would you like to do, Mines? I guess technically you drop your commercial rifle as well.
Oh, no. Well, let's see. Would it be a move action to pick up my rifle?
It is. Manipulate action to do that.
Let's see. Can I do a swift action to draw one of my other weapons?
There are no swift actions.
Oh.
You can take an action to draw a weapon, or you can swap a weapon for a single action. But yeah, if you want to...
They got rid of swift actions?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. But if you want to just stand up, pull out a weapon...
I said this actions. Was better.
Well, you have three actions.
You have so. three actions.
You infinitely have... better than having a swift action that you can and cannot use at certain times.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, basically you have like three swift actions you can take. Just bam.
Okay, so I'm going to pick up my weapon.
Got it.
I'm going to keep get him on the singer.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shoot.
Blasting him from the ground. This will be at a minus two penalty. Go right
ahead. Oh, right. I'm knocked down.
But you can, I mean, get up basically. Again,
and they're never going to keep you down.
Well, you can shoot from the ground, and the get him will give you basically a plus one. So negate a little bit of that penalty.
There's a penalty from shooting from the ground?
I'm going to spend a hero point to reroll that.
From being prone, you're flat-footed and you take a minus two to attacks. What, Miles?
I think I'm going to spend my hero point to reroll this.
Oh, okay. Yes, a three on the dice. Yeah, please do.
Lying down generally helps you shoot better.
Not if you're like, it's not your choice to be on the
ground. There we go.
There's a shot.
Yes, that is a hit. Looks like 3 points of piercing damage. Doesn't seem to do a lot to this guy.
Great. I'm going to go prompt myself.
Okay. That is going to take us to the Dirge. The lead singer, Zomboid here, who is going to, he's going to make an attack. Let's see, against whom? Who is he going to focus on this round? Frayed Livewire, make an attack against you first. Shoop. 7 on the dice is a miss. And his other two actions, he seems to give like orders. He's like singing out orders to his band members. It's like blah 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 blah.
Is he a Muppet?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to gargle, but it sounds like gargling all this black ooze. And you see the other zomboids maybe acting a little faster. Talus, we're on to you.
is how's Frayed the health?
Frayed the health?
He's beat him up, as we like to say, but not by a lot.
Let's do a single action transfer of 12 hit points.
Yeah.
And then we're going to spend a first level. I think we're going to do a first level heal spell on
Dave Matthews?
Klingon Matt Hawk.
This will be a two action heal. So,
14 save.
What? No?
Yeah.
On Scrablock.
Oh, you're doing it on Scrablock? I thought you were talking about the lead singer.
No, Scrablock. I'm healing Scrablock.
What? I will say the thing about the soldiers is that their key ability score is constitution. So, like.
Oh, so you still have like a lot?
I'm pretty beefy right now. So,
oh, okay.
To spend a spell on me if right now.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Okay. I'll hold on to that then.
Thank you. Yeah. But I appreciate looking out.
Yeah. I know you got hit last session, but I couldn't remember how much. And then you just took 7 again.
Yeah. Well, but you healed me up last session. So.
Okay.
That was a pretty good heal.
Let's do a two action spell then. It's a second level spell against the Dirge.
Okay.
This is a basic fortitude save, DC 19, I believe. Yeah. This is the spell Bone Shaker.
I've rolled a 6 on the dice. This is a fail on fort.
You're going to take full damage and you are going to be enfeebled one.
Bone shaker.
Damage is going to come out to not 12.
Bone shaker.
But- and I believe this is bludgeoning damage. You reach out a hand and seize a creature's skeleton, harming their body and potentially retching them by the bones.
You grabbing this boy's bones?
Bone grabber.
The bones are their money. And also
so are the worms.
Oh, God.
12 points of bludgeoning damage.
12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. He's bloodied, beaten up, as you see all this brackish liquid oozing out of where you're trying to steal this man's poor bones. What was the other effect?
Not this poor man's bones. This man's poor bones.
If they were even his bones to begin with, to be honest, we don't know what's happened. Well, you're one.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the playtest for it, but what else does this do on the fail?
Enfeebled one.
Okay. Oakley Doakley. That's going to take us to frayed live wire.
Okay. Let's do... I don't think I actually set this attack up, so that's on me. Mm-hmm. I guess it's not really an attack. Something called Shard Strike. I don't even know if it's a really good idea to use. Doesn't seem great, but we'll try it. We'll see what happens. Why not? We're going to take a step away from Bandman. So if he gets a attack of opportunity, this would be the time to do it.
No, Bando Kazooie.
No. I'm going to... Would you say that I can hit these three with a line?
Great question. I think that line you're drawing does go through all their squares. So, yeah. If not, you'd be able to step back and definitely get them. This is a line attack, then?
Yes, they all need to make a reflex save. It's a basic reflex save.
Okay. The two stringed instruments, I'll do them first. Okay, so the one maybe furthest away rolled this better one. Oof. And the lead singer.
Okay.
What is the
DC? The DC is going to be 19.
So just a success on the 17. These other two are fails.
Okay, so I'm going to do 6 damage to all of them. That's it. That seems kind of lame, but you know, it's a thing I have, so why not use it? Okay. So it's going to be 3 damage to the two in front of me and then 1 damage to the guy in back.
Well, they have weakness 10 against slashing. So the one in the back, that took 1 damage.
I don't think this does piercing.
It's slashing.
I think this is it slashing?
Yeah, sorry. They have weakness slashing and healing. So the one in the back, 1 point of damage is 11. It's dead. The
no, right. This is piercing damage. Unfortunately, this is not.
Oh, is it just piercing? I just looked at it.
Shard Strike is not.
Yeah. You said Shard Strike, right?
Correct.
Shard Strike deals 1d6 slashing damage in a 15-foot cone. Oh, is this a different thing I'm looking at?
No, because you can do it. You can do 2 different things. You can do the cone or you can do the line. I'm doing the line.
Oh, okay. Is this a different... Oh, this is a different damage type. Sorry.
Yeah.
That is my fault. All right, that's so... Okay.
It's my fault for using the attack.
Well, I mean, this one is still close in the back here. That could have killed him, but he's still up.
Yeah.
He's only taking...
My bad, y'all.
This one...
Good. You're good.
3 points here, 3 points here. They are still up, and this zomboid on you, Frayed, is going to make a... bite attack? Is that what they do? It's going to try to make a bite attack first. Miss. Guess he can just keep biting. Since that second attack is at a +4. So high numbers will be good. No, natural 20. Here we go. Natural 2. Never mind. All right, this one on Scrablock.
Half of it, right?
Scrablock is going to do the same thing. He's going to try to bite you.
No bite. No bite.
Deliver this home. 13 on the dice. That is a hit. So our tank is going to earn his keep here because the bite does a little bit more, potentially more damage, bigger damage die at least. Yeah, 14 points of piercing damage. Can you make a fortitude save for
me? And 21.
Okay. I'm going to bite you again. More bite. More miss. More miss. And that is going to take us to turn 3 and Scrablock, your turn.
All right. I'm going to keep trying to peel this guy off of me. With my greatsword.
what I do. It's my thing.
The very weak to great sword.
14.
Yes, he did.
Okay, good. Thank the Lord.
So
the Lord.
Yeah, you got one zomboid down. You got the lead singer of the band right in front.
And he's Getumed, is that right?
Yes. Yes. Big Getumed.
All right. I'm gonna move over a little bit to flank with Frayed. Oh. And I'm gonna say, I'm afraid not.
Oh no, natural one.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick, yeah. Go to the bathroom quick.
Frey will lean over from behind the zombie and just like his eyes are like halfway close. Like
it was a good joke. I would have been great if I had landed it.
No.
Jabert said, well, first of all, I think you were flanking with Elden Space Shard.
Oh, that's Elden.
Skeletal Way. But second, you said you're afraid not. I am not afraid of that natural one. Yeah. Oh, I got him. Miles, we're on to Way's turn.
Okay.
That's how we'll get around this. The common denominator. He's just Way. Still on the ground.
Yeah.
A zomboid over you. One trying to bite at Frayed is not doing a good job.
Okay. So I am going to keep Ginnam on the zomboid, mm-hmm. the singer, and then probably should get up.
It's a minus two to your AC if you don't, so it's on you.
Yeah, I'll get up.
Okay.
And then I guess just take a shot.
Point blank, blasting. Natural 20.
the man still has it.
Can't stop Miles.
And we're back.
20, damn it.
20 points of piercing damage is not enough to kill him, but it is enough to make sure that I am absolutely going to blast you. Because the zomboid is next.
So wait, it's 23, so
technically,
right?
Technically, this is 20.
Just 20.
Two.
Oh, plus big Getum, yeah.
You do get the Getum bonus.
The way the macro does it in this, with this sheet, Miles, is it rolls the critical damage is its own roll that's doubled, so it's not tied to the other damage roll whatsoever.
I see.
Yeah.
It's usually easier just to take that as opposed to like whatever this first roll is, but it almost always seems like it's going to be better.
So that's 22.
Yep. Yeah, still alive, and he turns around on his turn. He was going to go for a Scriblock here, but obviously he is lashing out at you.
Famous last words. Wait, you did your spell again, right, Tyler? Does that mean I get some of those points too, or just the
target? I have to target you very specifically.
Gotcha. So I didn't know if it was
when you go down again, I'll get you back.
When I go down again, after this turn...
Oh, yep. It's so close to a natural 20. Two on the dice. Woo. Is a miss. Second attack.
Oh, are you gonna get out? Are you gonna
six
get scot
on
free?
Dice. Miss. Third attack. Natural 20. There we go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
On the third attack.
The Hail Mary.
Which, yeah, even with
what minus being like seven
plus one to this bonus, I think that is still just a critical hit, and you see poor skeletal Gerard Way blasted into undead as they go down hard. You see this black brackish liquid like filling their eyes and mouth. They hit the ground dead. That's all it takes. Wow. In Starfinder 2E. Oh no, we hardly knew ye.
Does that mean I can go?
No, you have to make another character. No. Look around.
Is it my turn?
Let's get ready to. Yes.
I cast Animate Dead on Skeleton Gerard.
Yeah, Miles ain't going nowhere. You're in those playtests forever.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, though, with the name and theme that my character's name is, that's pretty on brand, right?
Yes. So
Yeah, this is what you're doing with your turn.
I'm spending three actions and I'm ripping the flesh from this character, turning them into an actual skeleton soldier.
Heck, you could have animated their medical body. Science in Absalom. You could have like raised them.
I don't think so, right? I mean, I don't think so.
There's magic spells.
No, I don't think that's. I don't think
there's also a ton of other bodies around.
I mean, I guess it's Miles. It's Miles's character. It's up to him, you know, Miles.
Oh, I'm down to clown. If you want to go on this journey, I'm with you.
It's like a mindless creature. Like Miles doesn't get to play the creature.
Well, yeah, he can. He can play it.
Really?
Play it.
Why not?
I thought Anime Dead specifically created an undead creature.
It is an undead mindless creature, but I feel like we can explore that space. You know,
it is a minion has one trait.
How many actions? He only gets like two actions, right?
Yeah. It takes how many actions to animate this? Animate Dead is three actions, and then the skeletal soldier, immediately gets two actions.
Oh, really?
Yes, immediately. And okay. So you, Miles, you
stand up.
You stand up, and then like from your corpse, you also get this like crazy bone glaive, which you may swing at a +9 bonus.
What?
Bone glaive?
How did the skeletal Gerard way become more combat effective? Immediately.
So does Skeleton Gerard Way still have the rifle in hand, or is it just this badass bone saw?
You drop it as you go on.
Yeah, you drop the rifle and you suddenly don't know how to use it.
All right, so it's 1d20 +9, is that right?
1d20 +9 is correct. This has the deadly d8, forceful, 10 feet of reach, and does 1d8 +2 slashing.
That's 27 to hit.
Oh, goodness, critical hit.
All right, so that's going to be...
It's a crit for a crit.
You're doing 2d8 +4?
All right.
No, that is wrong, Tyler. That can't be that good. Give me this.
Yeah, well, on a crit.
Animate... It's a d8 normally. Okay.
Yeah, it's normally 1d8 +2. With the crit, it's 2d8 +4.
Okay, that is 18 points, and that is enough to drop the lead singer of the Zomboids.
Dead. So you have reach, so you can still attack this other one.
No, he. You have to stand.
Oh yeah, I got two actions, right?
Yep. You have to stand up as part.
Oh, you have to. He can't poke from the ground at 10 feet reach.
Don't think so. At the very least,
fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
You got to get up. You got to.
But now I get attack of opportunity, right?
Do you have attacks of opportunity?
Way too powerful. Frayed Livewire. We're back to you. There's one more zomboid left. I mean, technically two, if we're counting skeletal Gerard Way, but one enemy.
Oh, Miles, you can get attacks of opportunity. We have to do like it's special. You have to do a special thing, but. That's hilarious.
I'll do it.
I think Frey's gonna look over at the resurrected teammate and just go, metal. Speaking of,
Dallas is making friends.
Let's do some metal attacks.
Speaking of metal.
I do metal stuff all the time. I'm gonna re-roll that.
Yeah. Natural one to a natural better. 16, miss to a hit. 11 points.
11 slashing, and then I'm gonna follow it up with
A critical hit. Okay.
12 slashing.
That is enough to drop this last zomboid, and we're out of combat.
Just materializing blades out of thin air and slashing zombies.
Oh my gosh.
Talus wanders over like, yes, my latest magnum opus. Wreak havoc on the battlefield. It's just like drunk on necromantic power.
So,
as cool as this is, this doesn't seem like ethical somehow.
Well... I'm sure there's...
You know what they say? Ethics, schmethics.
Yes. Yes, we must pursue knowledge, even when it is a slightly darker tone, like ripping the skeleton out of your friend's body. I'm sure that this will all, like, work its way out in the war, in the, like, you know, legal process or something.
Yes, now, skeleton draw away is like, as a little rest. I'm not really upset about it.
Yes, see? This is working perfectly.
See, he gets it. I got to imagine normal skeletons you resurrect would be absolutely bloody Valentine, like covered in blood if you're just ripping them out of a fresh corpse like this. But because you were zomboided, that you indeed are like the zombie from the Black Tar zombie from
Return of the Living Dead.
Return, yes, yes. So you're just like covered in goop, and I think there's a good amount of flesh still clinging, but
yeah. So can Skeleton Gerard Way put his armor back on?
Literal skeleton Elden Gerard Way.
Sure. Yeah, like that's. I mean, so Skeleton Gerard Way's not legal pissed because, like, now he lives up to his name. Now he is literally Skeleton Gerard Way.
Yeah, you really goofed up. This is like an absolute.
Did I goof up or was I inviting this the entire time?
There's,
my friends always called me a skeleton.
I'm playing 4D chess.
Strike me down and I'll become more powerful than you can imagine, GM.
Talus comes over and it's just like, yes, you can put on your armor, but you must know you've dropped a lot of weight since your new form. So I'll have to make some adjustments so that it will fit better on you. Let's let's get that done. Oh, you look more beautiful than you've ever looked before.
Oh, that's getting creepy.
I'd hit that.
Like you can see the reflection of himself in one of my floating metal plates.
Exactly. Like this is turned into a segment of Heavy Metal, like the actual movie Heavy Metal or the magazine.
All right, Patrick,
let's roll.
Should we investigate the rest of this area?
I don't know. I had more for this entire adventure, but I don't know if I'm topping you bringing back Miles' dead character. I'm just kidding. We're out of combat, and you look over the scene here. There's no more zomboids creeping around that you can see.
Oh, I don't look over the scene.
you're pointing at you're shoegazing. You're like, if someone wants to attack me,
don't tell me what my character does, Patrick.
You guys are staring at the ground, not minding your surroundings. Luckily, there are no more zomboids. You've cleared the entire union ceremony. But as a quiet settles over this section of Jatembe Park, you do hear a bit of a ruckus coming from one of the catering vans a few hundred feet away.
I would use that healing now if that was something.
Oh, I'm back at full health, right?
Well, okay, so we say full health. And yes.
It's a different full
health. I'm sensing a butt.
your total hit points are 16. So, you know.
Not it's loving not
a,
it.
Not a lot of hit points to be had.
Can you reanimate his... If he dies again, can he reanimate
it? I will. Yeah. Just know that if you do fall back into Pharasma's grasp,
he's got another 16 right back hit points out. For you.
Yeah. I'll just keep bringing you back, buddy. Yeah. No, level one.
I guess I also would be inclined to defend Tyler's character. I gotta scroll up to see what your name is.
Talus.
Because if he dies,
we're both dead.
I guess that spell goes night-night.
Yeah.
Correct.
Very, very true. Ooh, good news, Jabert. 16 hit points.
Well, nice. I don't want to spoil things here, but the spell... How long does the spell normally last?
We're calling on this one.
You gotta let us have this a little bit.
I'm just looking over the
It's normally only 60 seconds, but...
Oh!
Let's hurry, everybody. Let's run.
Quickly!
I think...
Quick roll perception check! What do I see?
Talk faster.
For the sake of the show, we can just say I can't cast Animate Dead anymore. And Miles gets to linger around. Otherwise, I'm going to have to pocket Miles, and every time we get in combat,
okay,
I'm
going
to have to fling him out.
Let me pause on a question. Patrick, what would the solution possibly have been had we not had a way to bring Miles' character back?
Miles looks around his room and makes a new character. I don't know.
I am Danger Days, Gerard Way. I have like 3 Gerard Way pops.
You can call me DD. DDGW. No, I have more regenerated characters for Miles, so you could be a sniper next week. But
I'm good. I like who I am. I don't know. I think this is the funniest thing to do, and I always err in the sake of the funniest thing to do.
All right. So. Well, indeed, you're going to live in Talus' backpack between combat.
Also, let our party face go. I
turn Miles into a Pokemon
until there's combat. Is what you're telling me?
Yes, that's true. Pokemon. Miles is a Pokemon.
Soul, baby.
At the start of combat, I choose you.
Gerard
Skeleton Way.
And the cool thing is, my cam music though.
You like, still level
my cam music.
Yeah, you still get to level up with me as I'll just keep resummoning you as stronger and stronger skeleton.
Season 5 of Cosmic Crit is over. This is the new. Season 6 is what we're these characters.
Okay.
So I do check out. You don't have to.
You sort of after 60 seconds kind of crumple into just miscellaneous bones, and I will gather those up into a bag.
I think it would have been more fun to have me as kind of your, you know, under your thrall. I think that would have been kind of a neat character dynamic. But if we have to do that, that's hard.
That's fine.
I will say, you can Yorick Talus in that you can psychically commute. You can Yorick him. You can Yorick
it up.
No, Yorick. You can as a skull. You can talk to Talus.
Yorick.
But only Talus until he animates you. So. He can hold you in one hand and say, alas, and...
I was like, I don't know what this means.
Alas, poor Yorick? It's like...
I get it now. I wasn't going there. It just sounded like a euphemism.
He's going to Yorick you all night long.
Okay, good news is, once I get access to level 3 spells, there's a spell called Bind Undead, and that lasts a
day.
Aren't
we level 3?
Level 3 spells, I think I have to be level 5. So once I'm level 5, I can summon you and then bind you, and now you're around for 24 hours.
Well,
this is like the slow like bringing out of the doctor in Star Trek Voyager. Like at first, I can only be in one little spot, and then I can move around a little bit.
Yeah,
and eventually I'll be able to go everywhere.
Do you guys want to level up to level?
Yes, to make this happen?
Between this week and next week, yes. But that's not the end of the adventure.
Okay.
It's for me.
No, apparently. Your torture continues.
Your torture.
You should have let him die. Oh. Do you want to investigate the catering van? It's the only sign of life or unlife in the entire ceremony. Heading over to it.
I have to say.
Are you here? Strained grunting from within.
Somebody's yorking in there.
Someone skipped the entire airborne toxic event and is just having a good time. What would you?
Are you
like
purposely just like continually bringing like band names into this episode, or is it accidental?
You're the one that's Skeleton Gerard Way.
I understand that, but like you went to like My Bloody Valentine, Airborne Toxic Event, and I was like, okay, is this on purpose?
Also, an Airborne Toxic Event is a little. No, I'm all literary references. I'm a book guy, Miles. It's a White Noise reference. It's not a band reference.
White Noise is a band.
Yeah, also, that's true.
No! They steal the name from books.
Talus points at, like, Scrabberlick, and sorry, that's not your name. That's wrong. That's the wrong name. It's Scroblock.
Scroblock. There you go, Scroblock.
Scroblock!
Scroblock!
It says you're next. When you die, you're going in my back. I'm gonna be like, go, Scroblock.
This is the darkest Pokemon game that will have ever been made. And he makes some hand signals and gestures to like open the van or, you know, like,
oh, okay,
let's take him by surprise.
I approach quietly and I throw it open.
Inside, And I say,
maybe
quit boning in there. and then I show him the skeleton of our friend. I'm like, get it?
Oh god.
Clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack. Look at all these bones we got out here. Get the joke? You get it? You get it? Intimidate check.
No. Okay. Well, they seem very intimidated, but also are left uncontrollably. As you open the doors, a Lashunta man almost falls out of the truck. You see him dressed in a fancy tuxedo, and behind him, maybe tied up with some wedding rope. In the van is a dressed as a bride, a human woman who seems to be infected with this virus, who's gnashing her teeth and has coughed up a bunch of this brackish black blood. Just he's like, oh gosh, are you guys here to help? What's happened? Oh,
I have two fantastic options that I can just throw by you right now. The best option I have is I can rip the skeleton out of your bride and give her perpetual unlife.
Okay, I choose option whatever option two is. That sounds terrible.
Well, option two is I use positive energy to cure her or whatever, but but then eventually she gets old and she gets old and dies. But with the unlife option,
I think you're really gonna like this unlife.
What happened to her? What happened to my guest? There was like an explosion, and then they all started attacking each other.
It seems like you've been under like a chemical attack with maybe some sort of disease, or you know, something that turns living creatures into creatures more like myself, but also with like more black ickiness.
Skeleton man, thank you for saving me, but can you save my wife? Do the healing. Do the magical healing.
I hate when people take the short-sighted choice.
Heard what he said. Use the magical healing.
So I magically heal her.
Indeed.
With positive energy.
The same thing happened to her that happened when you used it on the other zomboids. It seems like it just completely kind of evaporates all this black liquid that starts to kind of shimmer away as she coughs up like a storm of, looks like, little pieces of soot kind of coming out of her mouth.
Oh, what happened? Where am I?
You're in the back of a van.
The groom's like, oh yeah, there's something happened, honey. A lot of our guests died, but you're alive thanks to this man, Skeleton.
Some of your guests I accidentally cured as well.
So. Skeleton man!
Oh my goodness, well thank you. There was a lot going on during the ceremony, but there was like an explosion from the catering tables, and after a while, a lot of my guests just fell to the ground convulsing, and my fiancé, I guess still technically my fiancé, they fell to the ground.
When they go undead and then they come back, you got to redo it. You got to redo the whole thing.
We didn't kiss yet.
I'm sure you haven't.
We didn't sign the paperwork.
If you're okay with me, I am ordained to commit to do ceremonies, and so if you're still in the mood, I can finish what you started right now.
Heavens,
no, we're probably gonna go. You know. Bury my soon-to-be father-in-law first.
Well, if you would like to see him committed to the unlife, you know what? I'm just going to leave you my card, and I hand him like a little data chip thing that he can like load up later. If there are any, you know, post-unlife things you'd like for your loved ones, should you just let me know.
The bride has got one of those heat blankets wrapped around her on the back of the catering truck, and it's somehow has magically got some like hot tea. And I was like, oh my, it was dark where I was, and I was so confused. I fell to the ground, and when I got up, I just wanted to kill everything.
I know how you feel.
Understandably. So, yes. But you said there was an explosion near the catering tables.
Have we checked out the catering tables? Yeah, it's one of the tables that seems to have been completely knocked over, but if you want to look over there, there indeed seems to be the remnants of what looks like a complicated device, perhaps a delivery system that was in like a metal box and indeed seems to have like nozzle, like spray nozzles and things like that, and kind of exploded outwards, dropping maybe some pellets and things in various directions. The groom says, "Oh, there was someone, like a delivery person that we didn't recognize. It was an Akeshti delivery, and I think he dropped whatever this was off right before the ceremony. What was this? What did they do to us?"
"It will probably take some time for me to analyze whatever this is, unless..."
"Yeah, can I make a medicine check on it to see if I can identify the material?"
Make a medicine check here, or Arcana, but also medicine check just for the general vibe, the scene here.
I've rolled a 15.
Yeah, I think now that Patrick, you guys...
Wouldn't that be a vibe check?
Yeah, roll vibe check, see if the vibes... No, as you look over the bodies, those that have the zomboids that you killed, the ones that seem to not have turned, you come to a devilish realization, perhaps, as you look over them. All three members of the band here that attacked you, the other zomboids that were in the wedding party, all of them were humans.
Mother of God.
Seems like only humans were indeed infected with whatever this was.
Some sort of a xenovirus.
Perhaps, but
a xenophage.
About half the wedding party looks like it was human, including the bride.
That seems about right.
It was the Lashunta side of the family, though. It's so weird. but yeah. Maybe looking around some of the security feeds or in and around the park, looking around, asking some of the other survivors, because there are some more survivors that you healed that didn't die. You do get a picture and some descriptions of the Akeshti delivery driver. They had a uniform marked as Clutch Portal. A little picture of an egg in a box. Clutch Portal is the name of the company.
Hmm. Is there a culture or something we can roll? Not that, I mean, culture doesn't exist in this game. Society?
Society, if you want to make a computer's check, you have access to the InfoSphere. You could space Google, spoogle it. I think that's
I'd have
only,
to,
only
I'd
your
have to re, I'd have to resummon Skeleton Gerard Way.
Will you can do it. You can do it.
Can
untrained.
I do that?
Anyone could do it untrained and just take their comm unit.
I'll just take their comm unit. Well, there's no computers. What would I roll?
Well, it is a skill in Starfinder 2nd Edition, but if you don't have it trained, it is intelligence. Okay. Int-based, I'm pretty sure.
I'll just roll the 20 then. It'll be a plus 2.
Natural 20. Great. Indeed.
That was convenient.
Looking into Clutch Portal, it seems this is indeed a shell corporation. There's not much on the InfoSphere about them, but you do find what looks like a physical address located in level 33 of the Spike down below Absalom Station in a club, a house of flesh, a pit of sin called Wamey's Pump Us Room.
Oh, I'm sorry?
No. Excuse me?
Wamey's.
No, boning going on in there.
Pump Us.
Stop your boning!
Everybody quit boning for a second.
Oh no, listeners, we're gonna lose Patrick. We're gonna lose Patrick right now.
Oh god, I've killed the bastard. What have I done?
He's turned a few shades redder for sure.
The way you said, you just bone in it.
Oh god.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's
all right. Well, we're gonna
next week's episode.
This is a great ending to an episode right here.
Boning.
Next Patrick, week's episode
do we level
take
up?
Place in Wamey's Pump Us Room. Yes, that is gonna be it. If you guys want to level up to level 5, I'm down. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. It's kind of what we're doing the playtest for, is to get some.
Just be level 5 all of a sudden.
Yeah, I can do anything. I can say, no, actually, we're going back to level 1. And then that happens.
Oh,
I have goblin powers here.
No, we got infected by this, and it reduced our capabilities.
No, if you want to investigate indeed what the cause of this human blight that has destroyed the families of this soon-to-be happily unioned couple. That'll be next week's episode to investigate. And we'll do a level 5. So you get a big old powerful zombie.
Cool. I'm
not going to miss an opportunity to go to the Pumpus room.
Yeah.
The old Pumpus Dumpus. That's what they call it.
Oh. All right. Well, next week's episode was going to be weird. It's going to be even weirder
now. No way.
Thanks to your guys' input.
Yay. Right. Skeletal Dron Way gets to be a skeleton champion at level.
We can actually like remake the character as a skeleton. Holy cow. All right.
That's the other option. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. I like that.
We already got a skeleton player.
Double skeleton action.
Oh my gosh. Oh
boy. Guys, thank you for playing with me.
Thanks.
How dare I destroy your favorite character you've ever made?
And I didn't even make him. I just named him. That it was made
barely.
I made it my own.
You named him barely.
You barely named the character.
There was nuance involved. I feel like we've all come to love Skeleton Gerard Way. In the
There's
same
things you don't understand about me.
Alindra and Sprouts. I mean, I
and think the that pantheon this character, of cosmic
yeah,
characters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to do so in further adventures a little bit at a time.
Oh my God. Miles, I just Googled this. Is this the Hot Topic exclusive?
Correct.
Skeleton Gerard Way.
Oh my gosh. You had to go into a Hot Topic to get it?
More. I'll let you on a little secret, Seth. They have a store online.
To go to the website to buy it?
Go to their website?
Is it a Hot Topic card? Of course I do.
You could be there today online buying Funko Pops. Okay.
Get some JNCOs, get some trips.
God, I just had a panic attack that we didn't record this entire episode. Forgot about it. All right, no, we recorded. We're good. We're good. That's going to do it for this week's episode, guys. Thank you for playing with me. And
catch you
next week. Next week on Cosmic Rant. Goodbye, everybody.
Next week.
Bye.
Cosmic Crit, an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. The Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.